Now, back to Eye on Travel.
Peter Greenberg back with you as we continue Eye on Travel from the Texas Hill Country. And of course, you know the drill. You email me, peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go out to the phones. Out in Lake Toxaway, North Carolina, I've got Diana on the phone. Hey, Diana.
Hi, Peter.
How can I help you?
Well, we are desperate for tourism out here. And I know that the most of the news is out of Asheville, which has been devastated by the storm, and we don't diminish that at all. But we are just about 45 minutes south of Asheville, and basically it's a tourism area. Lake Toxaway is just a beautiful location, and normally in October, we are just overrun with people. Unfortunately, that's not happening this year. And we currently own an Airbnb cabin out here in the mountains. It's just gorgeous. The leaves are beautiful. And we're just so sad because nobody's coming to enjoy it.
I hear you. You know, this is a similar situation that you may remember that happened in Maui after the terrible fire in West Maui, in Lahaina. Everybody thought Maui was closed. When in fact, Maui was still open for business, even though it was a pretty serious situation. Let me ask you this. In terms of access, are the roads open to you?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Actually, we drove, believe it or not, from Texas. And wow. We came in last night with no problem whatsoever. And as I understand, parts of I-40 are still not doing real well. But other than that, the access to Lake Toxaway is totally, totally easy. There's some mountain driving, of course, but that's what you expect when you come into the mountains. And of course, the leaves are in just full season, and all the businesses that are so dependent on tourism are open and ready and just really suffering from the fact that this last month has been almost nobody to show up.
Well, you know, there are two sides to this story, both of which need to be told. And one is that in a situation like this, the infrastructure gets so challenged, as you know, where you do have road closures or roads that have just been wiped away. You have so many folks from FEMA coming in, and those are the people staying in whatever hotels are still left because they have to come in there, and they're there for a while doing all the assessments and the claims work, and everything else is just shut down. And, you know, we have a standard response when situations like this happen where we try to tell people, and I hope you'll understand this in fairness, not to go to certain areas because you can't be helpful, and at the same time, in many cases, you can't get there. I'm glad that you emailed me to tell me that you can get to Lake Toxaway.
And Lake Toxaway is far enough from Asheville. Matter of fact, we opened our lodging to people from Asheville, and it was too far for them to commute. So therefore, like I said, we have been just nobody to book our cabin, which is a real shame. And our cleaners, our local businesses, everybody is suffering here. And so that's why I wanted to make that known, that Lake Toxaway, it's actually called Transylvania County. We are the beautiful land of waterfalls. We have 250 waterfalls in this county, and they are just so beautiful. And so it's just such a shame that people aren't understanding that there's parts that are definitely doing well and that were spared from the destruction.
And, you know, you bring up a point that happened again, as I said, in Maui, where you have, you know, if you follow the money, it's not just a hotel that's got a problem. It's the housekeeper. It's the housekeepers. It's the chefs. It's the guys who are the doormen and the bellmen. It's the cooks. It's the guys who water the flowers. I mean, everybody is now disadvantaged because of it. And so I thank you for standing me corrected in terms of Western North Carolina, that it's not all of Western North Carolina. So I apologize for that, number one. But number two, for all of my listeners, let me encourage you all to get out there and get a map and then make some phone calls to see what is open and what isn't. Because one of the best ways you can help in a situation like this is you can't be a first responder in the truly affected areas, but you can be helpful in the areas that are disadvantaged because of it, but are certainly available. So, Diana, thank you for the call. Thanks for letting us know, and we really appreciate it.
And thanks for getting the word out. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it. And by the way, the same thing applies to Hawaii even now. There are a lot of people who don't think you can go. You can go. And not only that, you could almost use Lake Toxaway as your hub to see in all the different ways you can help, not just now, but even maybe 3 months from now when people are starting to come back to actually a regular, normal lifestyle, which in some parts of Western North Carolina, as we all know, may be a long way away. So, Diana, thanks for the call. And you know what? It's okay to vote with your wallet, especially if it's a beautiful place like Lake Toxaway that needs the help. Again, Diana, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some real beauty here in Texas. That's right, the bluebonnets and sea of wildflowers. Amazing stuff when we come back to the Texas Hill Country. In the meantime, check our website for all the relief organizations doing all that hard work in Western North Carolina as well. Back with more from the Texas Hill Country right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.